From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. Chicago police are looking for whoever shot a 10-year-old boy inside his own bedroom last night around 10:30. Police say the boy was in his Englewood home near 63rd and Halsted when shots came in through the side of the house. He was hit multiple times, taken to Comer Children's Hospital, where he is expected to recover. This morning, federal authorities are defending the decision to put R. Kelly on suicide watch. The disgraced singer claims it was done as a form of punishment, but the U.S. Attorney's Office says he was given a psych assessment and the decision is for his own safety. Last week, Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison. On a lighter note, if you're looking for a way to celebrate the 4th of July with the whole family, head to the Chicago History Museum near North Avenue in Clark. It's hosting an outdoor event starting at 10 this morning with live music, a reading of the Declaration of Independence, food, arts, and crafts. Another option, the 4th on 53rd Parade is back in Hyde Park for the first time since the pandemic started. You can head down to decorate your bike at 10:30 this morning before the parade steps off at 11 near 54th and Lake Park Avenue. And some more holiday fun in Chicago's Washington Park. The African Caribbean International Festival of Life continues. There are more than 50 musical acts from reggae to Latin, and there's plenty of food, shopping, games, arts and crafts. It runs from 2 to 10. Your forecast, partly cloudy, hot and humid, chance of a few late afternoon storms, and a high of 90 degrees. From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas.